Blog Talk Radio.
I am here to inform you, in case you didn't know, standing on your friends would not tell you, but you would know that as a day. My name is JC the Jack.
Hammer, 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 hammer.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mitchell Family Reality Show TV on YouTube.com. And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, that are tuning in to the Mitchell Family Reality Show TV radio show. Good to have you here. Hope everybody's having a great morning. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening, wherever you're from. So, we're going to talk about inspiring happiness today. That is our topic for today. Please make sure you hit that like button, please, on YouTube.com. And please make sure you hit that share button. It's 3 people watching. Candy, Chuck, Jeffrey. What's going on, guys? Crazy Mama 3. Hey, hey, hey. It's good to see you, Crazy Mama. It's been a minute. You doing okay? So make sure everybody smashes that like button, please. Share this out, too, on your Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you got it. Please share out. We would love to have you. Just share it out. So today, we're going to be talking about inspiring happiness. I will be reading a little bit here to let everybody know. So I'll get through as much as I can, and we will do a part 2 on this if I don't get through all of it. Okay, so that's like I said, I'm going to come back to the chat for a second. Like I said, this is to inspire people into happiness, maybe down and out. I know we talked a little bit about this yesterday, but it's going to be a kind of little different approach on this about something else. So we'll go ahead and get started. Hopefully other people join us. If you have not smashed that like button, like I said, please go ahead and smash it for people watching. Thank you for doing that and share it out. We should get started right now. It is not what happens to you, but it's how you respond to what happens to you. Count your blessings while others are adding up their troubles. Happiness comes more easier when you feel better about yourself without feeling the need for anyone else's approval. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happens. Happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. The most important thing is to enjoy your life, to be happy. It's all that matters. Be nice to people on your way up, because you might meet them again on the way down. When others treat you poorly, walk away, smile, and keep being you. Don't ever let someone else's bitterness change the person you are. One of the most filling things we learn in life is that we don't have to like everyone. Everyone doesn't have to like us, and that's okay. And that's true. Happiness and success is all about spending your life in your own way. Be yourself. No one can ever tell you you're doing it wrong. It's always better to be at the bottom of the ladder. You want to climb than the top of the one you don't. You can't always wait for the perfect moment. Sometimes you must dare to do it because life is too short to regret and wonder what you could have been. No medication, no medicine cures what happiness cannot. Success is getting what you want. Happiness is wanting you to get. It's been my experience that you can nearly always enjoy things if you make up your mind firmly that you will. Great challenges make life interesting. Overcoming them makes life meaningful. It's how you deal with failure that determines your happiness and success. Any fool can be happy. When times are good, it takes a strong soul with a real heart to develop smiles out of the situation that makes us weak. No matter how long it takes, it will get better. Tough situations build strong people in the end. Okay. I'm sorry. Whatever you do, don't get struck on the one thing that ruins your day. Smile. Be grateful. Life is too short to waste on negativity. Do not dwell so much on creating your perfect life that you forget to live. You can't base your ideal on success and happiness on others' options, opinions, and experience. The way to cheer yourself is to try to cheer someone else up. Generally speaking, the most miserable person I know are those who are obsessed with themselves. The happiness people I know are those who lose themselves in the service of others. By and large, I have come to see that if we complain about life, it is because we are thinking only of ourselves. No amount of money will make you happy. If you ain't happy with yourself, your value doesn't decrease based on someone else's ability to see your worth. Happiness comes more easier when you feel good about yourself without feeling the need for someone else's approval. Happiness is not something ready-made. It comes from your own actions. And I'm going to stop there for a second. I want to come back to the chat, see who all is here. Go ahead, everybody. Well, we understand that, Candy. Everybody, welcome. Welcome, welcome. Make sure y'all hit that share button. Make sure y'all hit that thumbs up. Hello, Cargo. Happiness is free, so it's love. Might as well share it. That's right. Until people in public learn to not project their feelings outwards to where people such as myself to empath have to boomerang, then I'm not going in public. Doing good. How are you, Angry Amish? Good to see you. All right, guys, I'm going to get back to this. Good to see everyone. You all, make sure y'all hit that like button and hit that share button to share it out on your social medias. All right. So I don't know where I left off at, but I'm going to read this one. When someone says you change, it's not always a bad thing. Sometimes it's just meaning you stop living your life their way. Don't rely on someone else for your happiness and self-worth. Only you can be responsible for that. If you can't love and respect yourself, no one else will be able to make that happen. Accept who you are completely, the good and the bad, and make changes as you see fit, not because you think someone else wants you to be different. It isn't what you have or who you are or where you are or what you are doing that makes you happy or unhappy. It is what you think about. We tend to forget that happiness doesn't come as a result of getting something we don't have, but rather of regretting and approaching what we do have. What do we not want? What
you do not want done to yourself, do not do to others. Life is really simple, but we insist on making it complicated. I'm far rather be happy than write any day. Look for something positive about this moment, even if you have to look a little harder than usual. It's still exciting. Let me ask you all a question. I want to throw this out there, and I'd like to see a response. What moments in your life that really made you happy? What moment in your life that really made you happy? Please put your response in the chat. So I want to hear from everybody's in the chat. What moment in your life that you can remember that really made you happy and made your day? Could you please write that in the chat, please? What's going on, Nick, One Man Army? I'm waiting for everybody's response. What moment in your life that made you happy and made your day? When I get off work. True words, Jesse. Thank you, Julie. I want to hear from everybody in the chat. I want everybody to interact in this conversation today. Everybody, please. There's 8 people here. I would like for everybody to interact. What moment in your life made you happy and made your day? When my first son was born. Okay. Next. The day I left my husband. Was it that bad, Renee? God bless your heart. Next. Come on, people. I would like for you interacting on this live stream. Anybody else want to put their answers out there? The response? There's 8 people watching. Each day seeing my friends well. That's so true. Waking up every day makes me happy. Otherwise, I'll be dead. Minimal, how you doing? It's good to see you. So, I asked one question, Minimal. What day made you happy? What made you happy? What and made your day? That's the question. I'm asking everybody. Please interact. That's what I'm asking. Heard a pin drop one day, but when I got my high school diploma. There you go. That's a good one. Anybody else? Having a roof over my head. That's so true. Okay, I'm getting back to this. Stop focusing on how stressed you are and remember how blessed you are. It could be so much worse. The happiness in your life depends on the quality of your thoughts. Sometimes life knocks you on your ass. Get up. Get up. Get up. Happiness is not the absence of the problems. It's the ability to deal with them. It isn't what you have or who you are or where you are or what you are doing that makes you happy or unhappy. It is what you think about. Remember, social compensations is the theft of happiness. You can spend a lot of time worrying about what others have, but it won't get you anything. The great part of our happiness and mystery depends upon our dispositions and not upon our cyberness, I guess. It is something easier to be happy. It is sometimes easier to be happy if you don't know everything. Everyone wants to live on top of the mountain, but all the happiness and growth occurs while you're climbing it. Very little is needed to be happy and make a happy life. It's all within yourself and your way of thinking. Thousands of candles can be lit. A candle can be lighted from a single candle, and the life of that candle will not be shortened. Happiness never decreases being shared. Happiness is not in the mere position of money. It lies in the joy of achievement and the thrills of a crave effect. Oh, where'd it go? Oh, come on. Oh, don't tell me I just lost my friggin'. Okay, hold on a minute. I'm trying to find my spot. I just lost it. Found it. The foolish man seeks happiness, and the distance the wise grows it under his feet. To create a life that feels right to you, not one that looks right to everyone else. What is coming is better than what is gone. Don't give up hope. Things often happen when you least expect it. Plenty of people miss their share of happiness, not because they never found it, but because they didn't stop to enjoy it. The happiest people in the world are these who feel accessibly terrified about themselves. And this is the nature of outgrowth, of accepting total responsibility for every part of their life. And that's so true, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to take responsibility for every part of your life, no matter what is going on in your life. No matter if you're unhappy, no matter if you're dwelling on what is going on, like on YouTube with other YouTubers starting drama, or no matter what's going on with that person sitting on that bench, or maybe be sitting outside of a restaurant, or maybe be having a bad day as they're sitting in their vehicle figuring out what to do with their life. No matter. No matter. You can make that change in people's lives. You can make yourself happy by cheering up somebody. You can do that. I can do that. Chuck can do that. Julie can do that. White Tupac can do that. Instead of going around and putting people down, being there for people, helping people, never downsize people, never call people names. Be there to help people and be supportive if it's on YouTube or if it's in public. And that's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Chemical Valley, what's going on? And that's how I feel. We all can make a change in somebody's life. Like I tried to make a change in your all's life. I don't know if I succeed. I don't know if I do good at what I do. I think about this every day. Do I really do a good job by helping people? Do I really inspire people by changing their life? Do I really help the people as they say I do? Do I lift people up? That's all I always question. That's always fun. That runs in my head. And when I get the messages, ladies and gentlemen, stating, or I read the comments, that's a good live stream, you did well, then I know I did something good. Then I know I inspired somebody. And we weren't expecting to get fame. We weren't expecting to hit where we are today as in fame-wise, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I always say it. We're famous for who we are, not by the numbers, not by the views. We're famous for who we are, for things we have done here on YouTube to help people. That's right. We all have trials. We can influence how they turn out by our attitude. That's true. Thank you, life. Thanks for being here. Thank you, Nick. But like I said, life can be a trivia and it can be a trial. But it's what you make out of it. It's where you go with it. It's how you go with it. And it's how you use it right. And it's how you do it. And that's the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Chemical Valley. It's the change that you want. It's the people that may be afraid of going into the community. Hey, we got to figure out, ladies and gentlemen, how to help that family member. She's afraid to walk in the community because she has a gift and she can feel things that people are saying, or the spirits are walking the grounds, and it really gets to her. There has to be some way, somehow, to inspire her just to step a foot in the community, just to stand on the side of the street just to help her family. She has struggles. Struggles to step out in the community, to go out in the world. She has struggles to do this. It takes baby steps. And she's going to have to take baby steps. If it's just to walk out her front door, stand in her yard for the first time, it's going to happen. That's called inspiration. That's called inspiring her. Just take baby steps. Take that one step, ladies and gentlemen. That one step of telling her it's going to be okay. Have that positive thought in your head just to walk out your door. Step on the sidewalk or step on the grass or step on your front porch to get that fresh air. Don't freak out. Don't get afraid. Breathe. Relax. It's going to be all right. The gift that she has, it scares her to death because she can't get it under control, ladies and gentlemen. The gift, when she goes in the community, she hears and she sees things that it scares her to death, that things that she don't know what to do or how to handle it or how to deal with it. But by us, just encourage her to walk out your door. By us, to encourage her, to inspire her to step on your porch. Today, have her step on her porch. Maybe tomorrow, have her stand on her sidewalk in front of the house. Maybe the next day, have her stand in front of the house. Baby steps. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. You know, we're supposed to be family here. We are family. We're supposed to stick by family and help each other. And we do that. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. We do that. We're supposed to really stand by each other, and we do that. And we need to give this family member support. We need to give this family member support big time. For sure. I'm going to go back to that reading because I enjoyed doing that. Ladies and gentlemen, on the Mitchell Family Reality Show TV radio show, if you've been listening in, we will do a part two in a few minutes. We will be back. Please stay tuned for part two. Please do not go nowhere. Just watch for any of your notifications on the radio show that you receive, and we shall return.